I lost you for a second. Sorry.
I do apologize about that. I think it has something to do with here on my end. I log out and log in, okay, just to make sure.
Okay,
I think it's all good now.
Okay, yeah. Can you spell Patriot just so that way I know you guys have it spelled right?
Sure. Yeah, I have here P as in pull, A as in apple, T as in Tom, R as in Romeo, I, indigo, O, Oscar, T as in Tom, and then River, R-I-V-E-R, okay, and then excavating.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, perfect.
Okay, thank you. And the address I have out here is 6721 Secluded Way, Shingle Springs, California, 95682.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Is this a home address or an office location?
It's both.
A home address?
It's both. It's home and office.
Okay, so it's okay if we hide this address, right, from Google, since it's also residential.
If you hide it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like,
fine.
Will not be, yes.
Yeah, I really don't want everybody on the internet knowing my address, so that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Yeah, and a home address are not allowed by Google anyway, but yeah.
Okay.
But if some clients or customer of ours request that we show this, we can still do that, okay, as long as they'll be able to provide us documentation. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
And, all right. And the phone number your clients will call your ad is going to be this number, 530-409-3635.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your email address is craighansen35069@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Please check your email often as we will send your updates directly to your email. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I'm not really sure what you're asking for.
Are you licensed?
Yes, I'm licensed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, license. And do you have a business insurance as well?
Yes.
Okay. And how about a registration, like an LLC?
No, just a sole proprietor.
Okay. All right. So licensed and insured. Can you please send us a copy of your business documentation? We need your document in order to verify or optimize your Google business profile.
I don't really know if I, like, what do you mean by that?
It's just a picture, okay, of your business license, because for us to get, if you don't have a Google business profile yet, okay, we will create a Google business profile for you here, and we will help you get it verified. And we need the business documents for us to get verified.
So I have a picture of my contractor's license card. Will that work?
Yes, that will work.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me.
Yeah.
Do you want me to email it, or do you want me to text it? How do you want me to send it to you?
Mm-hmm. I think, let me check here. Okay, Charlie sent you an email yesterday, email titled, Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. Yeah, if you could look for that email.
Yeah.
There is, okay, yeah.
Hold on, I'm taking a picture of my card right now. So.
Okay. Yes, please. Thank you. There is a form link included in the email. Yeah, you can use the form, okay, to upload the needed documents.
Okay, so the one that says action needed pictures for Google?
Yes, that is right.
Okay, cool. Let me just reply with that picture that I just took really quick.
Okay. Thank you.
Photos. Oh, geez. Let's take another one. Okay, cool. So there's a picture of my, there's a picture of my business card. And
okay.
Then I'm going to send you, and then also, do you want me to send you a picture of the card that I got from the state with my license number on it and my name?
Sure. Yes, please.
Okay, let me just do this.
Okay.
It's going to be a second. It's uploading.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on a minute. It's going to take a second. It's still trying to upload and send. So,
okay.
Yeah, as soon as I can take a picture of this, my contractor's license card, then I will get that sent over.
Okay. Yeah, that is no problem. So while waiting for it to load, okay, let's proceed. So let's talk about your business website. So you don't have a business website yet, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, no worries. We can create a website for you here. Let me pull up some website URL option for us to choose from. Okay, so I have your domain, Patria River Excavating. Are you good with this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. But if you have a suggestion, let me know.
Yeah, as long as my name is right under it, then it's good because the state and my tax ID number has my name, not Patriot River Excavating. In about a month or
okay.
so, then I will be changing that over with the state.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather do this now with Patriot River and then... Because it's going to be easier to change it with the state, then I don't have to do anything. Versus if I set it up now, then I'll have to change all my Google stuff, and I don't want to do any of that. So I'd rather just mm-hmm. do that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I understand. So currently, on the business documents you have, it's showing Patriot River Excavating.
Perfect.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we'll use this domain. And just for your information, Craig, in case you cancel services with us and then you want to keep the domain, this domain will be available to purchase for $99.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, we will go ahead and create a stunning new website for you. Now, let's talk about the call tracking number. I'm not sure if Charlie already mentioned this to you, but something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. This is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It will allow us to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. What we do is we create another number with a local area code. And we use this number to post online. You will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered, and you will be able to play back as well all the calls afterwards, so you can review your prospects. Okay, and this also filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketing calls, but all the calls are still going directly to your number ending in 3635. Okay, so would you like
yeah.
us to create the call tracking at no additional cost?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. So we'll create the call tracking.
That's a pretty good entity to have, right?
Yeah, we do recommend this one. And if ever you miss some calls or if you have incoming calls, you will receive a notification that it's coming from the online marketing.
Perfect.
That we're doing, yeah. Or that they have dialed using the call tracking number that they found online. Okay. And okay, so we're going to place the call tracking number everywhere online, including the most important websites like your Facebook and Google. We ask you to please not remove it. If you need to do so, let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent. Okay?
Perfect. Yeah, thank
all
you.
Right. Okay, thank you. And would you like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business? By the way, for this one, it's not included in the package. There is a one-time fee of $19 for the professional custom voice recording.
No, I think I'm good on that.
Okay, yeah, that is no problem. So we will now go over the keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So excavation
Perfect.
Or excavating is your main service, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And as for the keywords that we will be using, I actually did my research, okay, and I found some keywords that are most relevant to your type of business. Please advise if these keywords are relevant. If you'd like to add more keywords, let me know as well.
Okay.
Okay, so I have here excavation contractor, excavation services, site clearing, demolition services.
Yep.
Bobcat services, shoring
yep.
services. Okay,
yep.
land demolition, grading services, regrading services, resloping services.
Yep.
Site preparation, building site preparation, construction site preparation, construction demolition.
Yep.
Okay, and you also do paving as well, right?
Yeah, you can do asphalt paving.
Okay, asphalt paving, install, asphalt sealing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can do concrete.
Okay, concrete pouring.
Yeah, just you can just put custom concrete.
Okay, let me just check a key.
Custom concrete pouring, yeah, custom concrete, one of the two.
Custom concrete, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and you do septic tanks and wells.
Not wells, but you can put septic system.
Okay, septic system.
Yeah, so I do installation and design also.
Oh, okay. Septic design. Okay. So septic system designs, septic system installation. Okay. Any other?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can put underground utilities.
Okay. Underground utility.
That meaning like electrical service, water service.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, and then you can put drainage also, because I do drainage.
Okay, drainage.
And I think that's about it.
Okay, thank you. So I have your excavation contractor, excavation services, site clearing, demolition services, Bobcat.
Yeah.
Services.
Know what?
Can you just
add plumbing to that too? Because I mean, in a roundabout way, everything I do is plumbing also.
Okay. Okay.
So that
plumbing.
Way plumbing. So that way plumbing triggers it too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So plumbing. Okay, plumbing services. Okay. Anything else?
You know what? I think that's it, about it.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you will be receiving an email with all the keywords, we just went over, Craig. Okay. If you wanted to change or add more keywords, please email us back so we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Thank you. And next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea how we're going to market to online. What sets you apart from your competitors?
I'm thorough. I'm responsive.
Mm-hmm.
Respond quickly. I work with integrity.
Okay.
And I'm very knowledgeable.
Okay, knowledgeable. Okay. Do you provide free estimates?
And also, you can also put that I'm proactive, too.
All right. Proactive. Okay, thank
and
you.
And yes, I do. I do provide free estimates.
Okay, thank you. And do you offer these, do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Okay, both. And your hours of operation is from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m.?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And what type of payment do you accept?
Cash, check, or credit card.
Okay, all major cards, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Or you could put Venmo also.
Okay, Venmo.
Or sorry, not Venmo, Zelle.
Okay, Zelle.
Zelle, yeah.
Okay, Zelle, thank you. Since when did you start this business?
I would say January 2017.
Okay, thank you. And how many years of experience do you have?
24.
Okay, 24 years. How many people work with your company?
Five.
Okay, five people. Do you have a mission statement?
What does that mean?
Mission statement, something like, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide a high quality service. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what I was going to say.
Okay. Yeah, I already used that one. Yeah, and I will let our back office team modify it, okay? To better suit your business. And do you have a tagline or a slogan? It's a short, catchy phrase that best identify your business.
Yeah, just put willing to adapt and overcome.
Willing to adapt and overcome. Right? That's nice.
Yeah. Or you can put willingness. You could put willingness, actually, instead of willing.
Okay. Willingness to adapt and overcome. Okay. Thank you. Now I have gathered your business information. I will be sending it to our provisioning team. We will optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories. Now let's talk again about your Google business profile. I just wanted to confirm you don't have a Google business profile yet, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, no worries. We will create a Google business profile for you and optimize it. Google will require one or two verification, and they will determine the verification methods. As what I mentioned to you earlier, that we need your business documents. So, yeah, we will submit your business documents as part of the initial process in verifying, okay, your business, your Google business profile. But Google might ask us to do another verification. So the second verification, it can be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard. And we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. Okay, so if video verification is available, this process, we need you to upload a video showing your location, your equipment, and then your proof of management, your business documents, okay? And we will be providing you instructions, okay, how we can go through the video verification via email. And if the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address we have here on record. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay, and we will also enable the automated post. Okay, this is still for the Google Business Profile. We have this new feature available on our dashboard. It's called Automated Post. This will help us create weekly recurring posts on behalf of your business. Posts are actually a great way to get attention on Google because this will help create interest. And it will also improve optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete the scheduled posts anytime when you log into the dashboard. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. And, yeah, let's talk about the Yelp. Do you already have a Yelp page?
I don't.
Okay, no worries. We'll create one for you and optimize it. Okay. What cities or zip code would you like to target, by the way?
Well, 95682. Well, can you do a search of the surrounding areas, or do you want me to do a search?
Sure, I can search for the surrounding areas,
okay.
But how many...
Okay, yeah, so it would be... So the city or the county that I'm in, 95682... 95667.
95667?
Yep.
Okay.
Let me find out, Stark County, so you can do 95763.
Okay, 95763.
94203.
94203.
And then you can do Eldorado Hills is. Nine five seven six two.
Okay, 95762.
Yep. Then you can do 95634.
Okay, 95634.
And then you can do Amarillo County. Nine five six four four.
Okay, 95644. Okay.
Yeah, and that should be good.
Okay.
You know what? Let me give you one more.
Okay.
Because there's one more county too. 95603.
Okay, 95603.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. I have here 95682, 95667, 9573-94203-95763-95634-95643-95603.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk about the Facebook business page now. Do you have a business Facebook page?
I don't.
Okay, but how about a personal Facebook?
I kind of have one going. Not really, though.
Okay. But you're not sure if you have access to it.
Well, no, I do. So a friend of mine set it up for me. So, I mean, I could just give you, like, whatever info that I have on it.
Please do not provide your Facebook personal login information, okay?
Do what?
Please do not provide your Facebook personal login, okay? The reason why I asked if you have a personal Facebook is because our Facebook team recommend that we create the business Facebook page using your personal Facebook. So that way you will have the full ownership of it, okay? And
I'm not – yeah, I'll have to do a little bit of research on that because I know that I have – a friend of mine started one up for me, but I don't really use it.
Oh.
So I'll have to kind of do some research and figure out what I have.
Okay. But you don't have to sign into it, right?
No.
Or – oh, okay.
Like, well, it's on my phone. I can see what I have.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So it's already signed in on your phone. You just open the application and then go through your Facebook profile.
Yeah, let me just see. Let me see. What's on your mind? Would it be like a... Okay, so... What do you need to know?
Okay. We need to create the Facebook business page.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have your Facebook app open right now.
Yeah.
Okay. At the bottom right of your... Okay.
Okay.
At the bottom right of your mobile phone, you will see there the menu button with the three lines.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I clicked on
that. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I need you to tap on that one and then find pages.
Find the pages?
Yeah, pages. You see it? I think it should be the first option that you will see there right after.
Well, it says my name Craig Hansen, Facebook profile, create another profile, my shortcuts, memories, save, video groups, marketplace, friends, feeds, dating. Pages right here, yeah.
Okay.
I see it.
Yeah, I need you to tap the pages. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So after you tap pages, at the top, you should be able to see there the create button.
Yeah, create. Yep.
Okay. So tap create button and then click on or tap on get started.
Okay.
And then type in your business name. Yeah.
Patriot,
you will be asked there. Yeah, Patriot.
Excavating.
Yeah. Patriot River Excavating. Yeah, make sure spelling and capitalization are correct. Okay. Then press the next.
Hold on, let me capitalize the E.
Okay.
Patriot River Excavating. Okay, so there's no next. So I put my name in.
Okay, Patriot River Excavating. There should be next there at the bottom.
Yeah, it's not letting me scroll down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? Maybe my phone froze up. Hold on, let me go back to create.
Okay.
Get started. Change name. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. So you have the next button, and then what do you see now? Do you...
It says, what category best describes Patriot River Excavating? The category
okay.
will help people find the page.
Okay, you can put their excavation.
Excavating... demolition excavation company, septic.
Okay.
System. Yeah, that's perfect. I just put demolition and excavating company, septic system. Although there's another one. It said I could put up to three, but I don't see there's no not letting me. I'll put a land grading. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Create.
And then create. Okay. So now that your page is created, you don't actually have to further put information there. Okay, we will take care of it for you. Now, I will send you a link, a special link, to grant us access to that business Facebook page that you just created.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so I just got it.
All right, thank you.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay.
So how do I upload that code that you sent me to my Facebook?
Okay. You just tap on the link that we sent you via email, the link is also, I think it's also available in the text that you receive. Yeah.
So I'll do email. It says to, in order for us to access, please click here. Okay, so I'm opening that.
Okay, yes.
So connect Facebook.
Okay, yes, connect Facebook.
Mobile number. I don't know my... Facebook
oh, you
password.
Don't know the login information, right, or password?
Okay, yeah, no, I got it.
Okay, awesome.
Continuous prayers. Lead size requesting to manage. Choose to allow, right? Continue.
Yes.
Okay, so it says it's loading. Confirm. So it says details of the request, so details, local splash, perfect. confirm. It says choose page.
Okay, and that you, the page that we just created with your business name. Yeah, you tap on that drop down arrow. There should be a drop down arrow there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing's coming up. So should I just type in pages creating?
Oh, we just created one. Maybe you're sending the different Facebook.
No. So I clicked into the email and it said, and it says local/. I signed in, and then it says refresh Facebook assets. Is that what I should try?
Sure. Yeah. Let's try that.
Okay. Boom. There it is. Gotcha. Confirm access.
Okay. Awesome.
Granting access.
Okay.
Perfect. So new access granted successfully. Okay, cool. So you guys should be good to go with that, right?
Okay. Now let me check that one. Okay, I got it. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, we're good to go with this. And let's see. Yeah, that's it. And what is your contact preferred availability? Just in case we need to get a hold of you for some important updates, is there a best time that we can get a hold of you, or we can contact you anytime?
Yeah, you can just put anytime.
Okay,
I mean,
anytime. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys won't be contacting me unless it's business hours, right?
No, it should be during your business hours or during our business hours. Yeah. we are available from 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. Pacific Standard. Yeah, Monday till Friday.
Perfect.
Okay. And do you have a logo?
I do.
Okay. Please send us your logo as well via email. Okay, you have received some of our emails before. You can reply to that and then, attach the photo of your logo.
Okay, do I need to, can I do it? Well, it's going to do you know the type of logo you're looking for? Because I have, hold on a minute. I have, my t-shirt logo.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me see what I have.
Okay.
Because I can just send you basically like these files.
Okay, thank you. Well, this logo will be it will appear on your website. So yeah, you can choose whichever logo you wanted us to use for the website.
Okay, let me, I'm trying to find my, I'm trying to find my PDF file that I have.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay, here we go.
Okay.
So I have a white background.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. Hold on a minute. I need to see which one this one is. Are you guys going to be putting it on a white background on the page?
Sure, yes.
Okay, then I'll send you, if you're going to do the white background, then let me send you the one I have for my white background.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
And then, so I'm pulling it's a PDF.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to, you might have to give me an email address to send it to. Hold on, give me a second. What's it?
Okay.
Fire check. Kind of where I'm at, so.
Okay. Yeah, you may send it to email photos at a localsplash.com.
Wait, hold on. Let me. I'm trying to find one that has my license number in it because these ones don't.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So let me forward this to am I emailing it?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. So hey, hold on, let me so what is it?
Okay, it's photos.
PHOTOS photos.
Okay. Yes, photos at localsplash.com.
localsplash.com.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Do you want me to put a subject in there like my name or something or no? Does it not matter?
Sure, yeah, you can put in there your business name instead. So you will know that it's for that business. Okay.
Okay, cool. It should be sending over.
All right. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Now, you're going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. You will also receive photos email. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for your Google business profile and your website. Okay, you can add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria on the meaning that they have good quality. And we will use or we will temporarily use high-quality stock photos for your new website, okay, if any of the photos you provided are low-quality and we feel that it would best represent your business, then stock photos will be used. They are general photos related to your industry, and if you see any photos that may not apply, let us know so we can remove or replace them with other images. And all of our photos, by the way, are copyright-protected. And if you get any emails or calls in regards to corporate issues with photos, let us know, okay, before answering any inquiries. Okay, thank you. And you will also receive the login credential to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile-friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories we list your business on.
Sounds good.
Okay, and you will also receive the cold tracking email. You will see the number that we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the cold tracking number. Now, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. With Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will submit your business information and the content recreated to directories. We will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. And you should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days.
Perfect.
Okay. And all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all type of calls, service requests, competitors, any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Network requesting extra money to verify or complete the Google business profile. They are all scam calls. And if you have any question, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive.
Sounds good.
And we will, we would like to follow up with you as well in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So 3 weeks from now, that's 18th of July. I will also add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. And this will conclude our interview today, Craig. I thank you so much for your patience and for taking the time to answer all of my questions. Before we end our call, do you have any questions I can help you out with?
No, I just want to say thank you for helping me go through all the Facebook and answering all the questions that I had.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay. And if you have any questions in the future, please do not hesitate to contact us. You can contact us via phone call. You can send us an email or send us a text. Okay. And you can also
Perfect.
Schedule appointments with us at your own convenience. And after 5 to 7 days, Craig, please review all of the information that has been submitted and let
okay.
us know if anything needs to be changed. Okay. So we
okay.
can complete that as soon as possible. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Did you receive my logo picture?
For the logo to your picture, I already informed our email team, okay, that you sent one, and they will be updating
okay.
the information here. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just let me. Just let me know if it went through or if it didn't go through, then I could resend it again. So.
Yes. Yes. They will actually let you know that they receive it because they would respond. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, yeah, they're currently checking on it. So, yes, look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. Once again, Craig, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye for now, and you take care.
Yep. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
You're welcome. Bye.